I mean, it's a pretty sick cable. That door is closed. That door is locked. I've got two changes of clothes. Toiletry items. All right. I'm ready to move to San Francisco for 2 days. Three days, I guess. Probably a couple really late nights tonight and tomorrow. See what shape I'm in by Friday. I get why there are so many rap songs and, you know, Kanye and some of these other guys that do that, because it's kind of fun to do. Hey, it's just kind of fun to do. When you do it that many times in a row, though, it's like a little less. And you build up a lot of, a quick tolerance to it. And you got to lay off it for a little while. And hey, yay! They should probably just change it up from A to yay. Live the good life, yay! I'm going to the gas station. I'm not going to get gas. Going rogue. Straight up going to that gas station saying like, nah, I don't need no gas. Yay! Oh, you know what? I couldn't get gas at this gas station if I wanted to. It's all like yellow tape roped off, all the pumps. Doing some kind of maintenance or putting new gas in there. I don't know. I don't know how this works. But I bet their convenience store is still open. It's like, this is like, this gas station may be like the best convenience store in town. It is large. They have a decent variety of stuff. It is not all crappy like most of the convenience stores in the area. Environmental compliance for petroleum systems, Tankology. And there's some performing maintenance on the gas station. So I'm just gonna park across two parking spaces because who the hell's gonna come in here if there ain't no gas? I'll be back. Gotta make sure the mic doesn't go dead. I'll just put that in my pocket. So that I throw it away later instead of leaving it in my car. I gotta get out of here all weird because stuff is all roped off. Like a solid lazy day for the people inside that gas station. Well, I don't know. Actually, they seemed like they were restocking shelves and doing stuff. But not a lot of customers, I'm sure, coming into a convenience store of a gas station when you can't get gas there. I think today we're going to record an Infamous quick look. I mean, a quick look for Infamous. I cannot say if it will be an Infamous quick look or not. Gotta record my radio segment too. That is also gonna be Infamous. There's traffic. Okay. Give me plenty of time to chew this multigrain bar thing. Just in time for me to finish that, the traffic picks back up. Great. This is well timed. So I got home last night, super tired. Like, just ready to pass out. I was just like, fuck this, I should just go immediately to bed. Instead, I didn't do that. I had to get some work done. So I kind of sleptwalked through some of that. I need to go back and check that, make sure that I did it right, because, geez, I was very tired. Then instead of going to bed, I was like, I'm going to play a little bit of Metal Gear Ground Zero. You know, it's a short game, but there'll be these other modes and stuff. So I went in going like, okay, well, this main mission is 2 hours. Like, that'll be, that, you know, that'll probably be cool. 61 minutes. Did not die once. I set off like 3 alarms and killed 24 people or something, both of which will reduce points, so I got a B. But, yeah, I was not expecting to get 1 hour out of it. I was expecting 2. So, like, even my totally reduced expectations for the length of time it would take to pay it were somehow not met. It's mechanically interesting, I don't know that I'm going to go back and play the main mission again. I'll mess with the side ops and some of the extra stuff they've got in there for sure, but I don't know that I'm the type of guy that's going to, like, I'm going to go back in and try and not set off an alarm. Like, I don't, that's maybe not me. I mean, I certainly wasn't trying to just mow people down, but I bet if you just were mowing people down, because it's not like the combat is, you know, the combat didn't seem that difficult. You know, the one time in that game where I thought, like, oh shit, this is where it's going to be tricky, is there was a shift change. Like, so, you know, the kind of the final thing, there's a, you know, final run to extract, basically, from this building. And you have to get to the chopper, basically. And you're incapacitated. You're not really in a state where you can shoot effectively. So you're encumbered, I guess. Anyway, I just said fuck it and decided to try to run for it. And then totally made it. I ran out of the base, and at some point they were like, we don't know where he went. Like, there was a tank. And I'm like, well, fuck this. And ran away from the tank. And ran out of the base. And called in the helicopter. And that was that. Open the cap of this can with one hand. So it's like I gotta use some fingers to steady the can and then some other to remove the cap, and it's just not happening. There we go. It's usually a two-hand job, or really like one hand and both your legs. If you're driving a car, you know? You know, there's more stuff in that thing, the, you know, replaying different missions and, you know, having the different missions, they're all set in the same place and all that, but it feels like there's, like, an okay amount of gameplay in there for the price when all is said and done. But on some level, like, with what I've played so far, like, I feel like I just paid for a demo.
Thank you. I think Kiefer Sutherland is bad at doing the voice of that character. I think he's a bad fit for the voice of that character. It's not to say that David Hayter was great at playing an older version of Snake. I think he was pretty fucking rotten. But, like, it fit. Because a lot of the voice acting in that game is, in those games, is sort of shitty. But at least, like, in an endearing way. It's not to say that, like, Kiefer comes in and is, like, super pro and great at it, and that totally overshadows the rest. Like, I don't think he sounds especially committed to the role. But, I don't know. Who knows? It's a bad fit. But on some level, it makes sense. I mean, you got to figure, like, if Phantom Pain is going to take you up to, like, kind of the moments right before Metal Gear, the original, then at some point, a young, solid Snake would encounter a very old Big Boss. Because they had a past, you know, before, like, all this stuff. I don't know. I don't know how they handle that story-wise, but it's not like the NES, you know, the MSX original Metal Gear was the first time Solid Snake and Big Boss encountered each other, so at some point this has to be, like, the next game sort of has to be the Solid Snake origin story, right? Still salty about being replaced. Maybe. But with the way Kojima works and the way that all that stuff goes, like, maybe this is just a long con.
Next on SiriusXM.
Maybe, you know, they just, like, Hayter's going to, maybe Hayter will do the role of Solid Snake in Phantom Pain because he'll kind of be a bit character.
Ready or not.
Or could potentially be, you know, not the main character. You know, if you're playing as Big Boss, then, you know, at some point you're going to have to order Snake to do stuff and all that, right? I don't know how much has been fleshed out about Solid Snake prior to the events of the original Metal Gear. Other than, you know, the his creation or birth and all that stuff, and l'enfant terrible and all that shit. But in terms of, like, you know, Solid Snake as a kind of adult doing missions. And then they can just remake the original Metal Gear. That might be interesting. I don't know. There's not that much of a story in that game. You know, there'd be a lot of room for them to flesh it out and retell stuff and build more interesting characters and stuff, but defecate on my microphone.
Lauryn Hill.
I need that. You need that for a thing I'm doing. Say that playing through Ground Zeroes made me a little more interested in Peace Walker, because it sounds like that was fucking insane. I think I played some of that and just went around and got... Well, maybe that was Portable Ops. Is Portable Ops the one where you got Wi-Fi troops? Or is that Peace Walker? I don't remember. I've lost track of... handheld Metal Gear games. There was that there's that Game Boy one that was kind of awesome. That's about it. I loved the original Metal Gear, or the, you know, the NES port of the original Metal Gear, I guess. That's all that was available here, but at the time I thought that game was fucking rad. And I never played Snake's Revenge, the non-canonical sequel. Like, Metal Gear 3 would be the earliest game in the timeline, right? They haven't shown Big Boss anytime prior to that era. I remember being so completely turned off by MGS3's controls when it came out that I just definitely didn't want to play it. Like, the systems they were putting in place and the jungle stuff, like, just didn't appeal to me at all. And then just the way it handled just seems totally out of step. I guess, like, what, like, Substance was for MGS2 and Subsistence was MGS3? I remember whatever later model MGS3 they put out was, like, they tried to fix some of the control stuff, but I never went back and played it. A lot of the, it was like a lot of the camo stuff. Like, I just thought it was just annoying more than anything else. Like, it just was a neat idea that
never really seemed all that user-friendly. It's just too much management from what I played of it. I don't know. It pushed me away, so I didn't play it. Or I didn't finish it. I don't know. Of a lot of the characters and all that stuff was sort of weird at the time too. Like, oh, here's a guy who's a lot like Raiden. It's not him really, but here's this guy. Sort of, you know, like some of that stuff just, I don't know, wasn't for me at the time. Maybe I would go back and check it out. I don't know. To do that HD re-release or whatever, right? I don't remember if that was horrible or not. Nine, you really are holding it down.
Oh, great. Drake, I got K-Camp, Future. What else you want to hear? Let me know.
None of that. How about none of that? What else do I want to hear? How about none of that?
Classic Rewind.
I found the Phoenix. Have you? It says, and it's spelled like Marcus Phoenix. And it's like, it was like a man holding a soprano sax, I think. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that bus ad is about. Probably Gears. Pretty good Michael Jackson song. Set up some demos. We gotta get some people in, record some stuff. Hopefully we'd find the right times. It's always the thing about GDC is like there's so much stuff going on, and you know everyone gets booked up so tight that it'd be hard to actually get stuff done. Like recording a demo or something like that. Like, you know, game developers are mainly there to
like, really network and do deals, make business happen. So it's a lot of business dinners and a lot of, hey, let's meet and figure this out, and then we'll go get dinner and drinks and stuff. So it's like everyone's always super wrapped up. Got a couple that hopefully we'll get in this week. If not, you know, one of them's local, so probably get them through. Get them to come through, you know, next week or something like that. It's like, I love the 80s compressed to fucking 4-second clips of people saying, oh, the Goonies! As if that's, like, interesting or fucking... You have nothing to say about the Goonies. You have nothing to say about the Goonies! Now you know. Know what this bullshit is, but it's not Belle Biv DeVoe anymore. Oh, neither is this. Man, I set a high bar. That's pretty sure that's not Belle Biv DeVoe. What is this? Is this Belle Biv DeVoe? No. This. Nope. Yeah, I think this is Doomy. Or Hootie Mac. Shut the fuck up. He's in it to win it.
I can't believe that Rob would diss me, that faggot, that punk he saw for sissy. I'm driving around now with three of my guys. The war is on and I'm on the rise. We rolled right up to his favorite hangout, said hello, and then the bullet sprang out. Some fired back, so we took cover. And all I could think about was my brother. Rob jumped up and began to run, busting shots, hoping to hit someone. So I just stopped and let off three shots. Two hit.
That is a great question.
You know, a lot of people believe that that word love is real sore. But when you do it, it sneaks right up and takes you right out, out. Remember, it's all right to like or want a material item, but when you fall in love with it and you start scheming and carrying on for it, just remember, gonna get you.
KRS-One is not wrong.
Can't be like, I love wearing these thongs. I love going barefoot.
Make sure that my point is understood. That when it comes to this, there's none greater. Sincerely yours, the smooth operator.
Smooth operator.
Sounds so smooth. Sounds so smooth. Blanked at the bottom of the kennel. Black saying I'm a new jack, you need to be smacked. It's the way I say them and the way I display them, to make them sound different in a way that's gifted and ham. Making sure every lyric is done fine, and I make one line bright as the sunshine, attacking like Robitussin on a corp. If you know like I know, step off. Competition, I'ma get rid of.
It's quite a ringing endorsement for Robitussin.
Break the rest, vacation, hibernation, and make way for my smooth operation. I'm a smooth operator.
In case you forgot from the last verse, I continue to be a smooth operator. It is, in fact, the name of this channel.
Sounds so
smooth.
classic hip hop. Baxman. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks
that my mind is gone.
Be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking. Or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
Fool.
I really hate the trip, but I gotta low.
Fool.
As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke.
Fool.
I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight. Situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the shit, so I gotta be there with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my tin in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out bitch, set tripping banger. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger.
Fool.
Ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life to a die. What can I say? I'm 23, never will I live to see 24 the way things are going.
I don't know. There is this tunnel. I am backed up all the way out the other side of the Broadway tunnel. I am not even in the tunnel, and we are stopped. I think Coolio knows what's cooking now. He figured it out.
How can they reach me? I guess they can't. I guess they won't. I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Fool. Fool. Fool. Cooking with Coolio. I'll tell you, now I do know what's cooking. It's fish. Now I'm in this tunnel. Trapped. But I just got a text message. Potential guest. trapped in this tunnel. I sure hope both ends don't cave in. Actually, that'd be interesting, you know?
Like, I'd rather not be trapped in a tunnel, but that would, you know, that would, there would at least be a...
That'd be a story. Slowly moving through this tunnel. Like the satellite radio is like catching signals for... Oh, no. Come on, I need this LL Cool J jam. I can see the end of the tunnel. Moving at all. I can't really go much slower than this. I mean, I could shift into fucking reverse. Hey, baby, I'm so close to getting back in some actual sunlight. I'm right here. Okay.
Choked up. Look, you can't keep my head in the clouds, mommy, till I can't breathe. And next to that heat seeker, you my main squeeze. Plus I ain't twisting, hitting, even spend my money on. Now either I'm a fool or you really must got me gone. You got me open these days, I must admit. Body numbed up and in a slump like I've been hit. But luckily it's just the green. Got me leaving smoke screens and blowing smoke rings as I flee from the scene. Gangsta leaning in an 850 beam and I'm like KC and JoJo, love, you got me feeling.
Wait, is Pharrell keeping girls in the trunk of his Mercedes? Is that what this song's about? Virginia is weird. Clips, man. Clips. This is all fucked up. I'm out of this tunnel, but it's still buses blocking intersections and people making U-turns, like giving up.
I'm talking real icky, have me gone and twisty, make my other women miss me.
I don't know what.
The way she kissed me, hold her with the index and thumb tippies. My flow is creepy.
Road work through here. See how it goes.
So sweet, got a cognac and honey wrap, but this ain't no drink. From Taiwanese to Amsterdam, greeny green to hydroponics that make a weak stomach vomit. Listen, at times you hinder my vision. Blinded by your love and you got the room spinning. It's not jealousy the reason why I keep you hidden. Hell, I hit you, then I pass it to my man like I do my women. I know just what I'm investing in.
Yeah, okay. Man, this song again.
It's
been at least an hour since I heard this. Yes, fuck a stripper on a Mink Rug song.
We'll go ahead. You're living fast.
Oh, someone else giving up, turning around. Or turning down this alley. That actually might not be a bad idea. Ooh. Should I give that a shot? That almost seems like a good idea. Ah, whatever. Just the right lane's closed. We gotta merge together. It'll be fine. buyuglyhouses.com and then
I know what you need.
Like I think they're stealing one of the Angry Birds birds and just next to it just written real poorly it says webuyuglyhouses.com. What? Get down. Nope, not moving. Still stopped. Man, this sucks. Hey. I mean, it's not quite an angry bird. It's like a caveman. So it has a body on it. But, like, the face of it just looks like someone traced an angry bird. House caveman predates Angry Birds. No kidding. All right. Trip Hawkins was right. Angry Birds is a sham. All right. You go. I'll let you go. Go. I'm gonna let you go. I'm letting you go. Oh. It's almost like they can't hear me yelling in my car with all the windows up. I can get behind that. Reason my windshield wipers have started going. I don't know. It must be detecting wetness. Disagree that Elvis was racist. Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I just fuck Elvis. I don't know enough about the man or really care. Of, hey man, you want to listen to some Elvis? The answer is, fuck no. I mean, he doesn't make me want to go throw a garbage can through the window of a pizza place. But he's on the scale. Creating a very wide gap for you to merge in front of me. You put your blinkers on, I'm trying to honor that. But we have to work together on this. You need to be quicker at detecting that I am hanging back and letting you in. That's all I ask. That's all I ask. One of the busiest streets in town, don't mind me. Okay.
Find out I was stuck. Do you believe me when I tell you, you the one I'm loving? Are you mad cause I'm asking you 21 questions? Are you my soulmate? Cause if so, girl, you're a blessing. Do you trust me enough to tell me your dreams? I'm staring at you trying to figure how you got new jeans. If I was down, would you say things to make me smile? I treat you how you want to be treated, just teach me how. If I was with some other chick and someone happened to see, and when you asked me about it, I said it wouldn't be. Would you believe me or believe me? How deep is I'm on if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love?
It's a dumb song.
Me, girl, it's easy to love me now.
Like, smart in a very, like...
Would you love me if I was down?
Songs like this is where you, like, can't really knock the business acumen of 50 Cent and the fucking, like, Aftermath Interscope regime. As you listen to this and just go, like, this is, like, the most calculated. Like, no, you're going to be, like, super gangster, but you'll have a soft side, so we can, you know, can sell these songs to the ladies, too. Like, this album's kind of perfect in a, like, in a business sense. Alright. Finally made it. God. Took forever. So, I will see you guys later. Friday, I guess, actually. I'm stuck down here for some days, so, I will see you guys later. Bye.